Okay, Gabrielle, I'm here with you on the line. When they get on, I'll take the lead, okay?
Yes.
All right. Hey, it's Guerrero's A Construction, right?
This is Julian.
Yes.
All right. Yes, I have Gabriel here on the line. He's the owner of Guerrero's A Construction Cooperative, so that he can use an additional $15K to purchase some equipment and materials.
Okay, cool. How you doing, Gabriel?
Good. Good, thank you.
Good. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me okay there?
I can hear very well. What did you say? Okay, right now, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, hey, my name is Julian. I'm with Bank of Cardiff here in the San Diego office. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So your name is Gabriel, right? At Guerrero's Construction, or what was it again?
Guerrero A Construction Corp.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Guerrero A Construction Corporation.
Got it. Construction Corporation. Okay, cool. What's the best number to reach you at, Gabriel, in case we get disconnected?
630-244-1734.
Okay, 630-244-1734, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, and then what's the best email address to reach you at?
Address?
Email address.
Guerrero Construction 27 at yahoo.com.
Okay. Guerrero Construction 27 at yahoo.com, right? Okay. Okay,
correct.
Cool. So you're looking for around $15K for some equipment, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, what kind of equipment is it?
Like drills, scaffolds, stipulators, and a truck.
So you, okay, cool. So sorry, you cut out a little bit. I heard truck, and then what else are you looking for?
Stepladders.
Okay.
And scaffolds.
Okay.
And drills.
Okay, cool. Let's see here. So the truck, do you already have a truck picked out?
I have one, but I need another one for my other crew, for the guys.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see. Are you looking at a new truck or a used truck?
Depends, you know. What I'm looking for now is the money, you know. And definitely, if I'm going to have money, I can... Depends how much I'm going to pay, you know, because the new ones cost like... over $30,000, but right. You know, if I'm gonna use it, I'm gonna buy a used truck. I can find for maybe in not so bad condition, maybe over like $9,000, $12,000.
Okay, cool. Now for your equipment, do you have a vendor that you normally go to, or do you kind of like shop around a little bit?
No, it's an example. We're going to sometimes. Sometimes the materials we buy on Daniel's Rival, and sometimes we provide them, the tubes we buy from there too, because they sell tubes too for the drywall installation. And also when we supply for Menards, you know, whatever equipment we need, we can supply from there.
Okay, gotcha. So are you going to be getting your truck from there as well or no?
Menards doesn't have all trucks. No,
those
are
trucks.
Fine for the dealers.
Okay, so you go to the dealer for your truck. Gotcha. What kind of model are you looking at? Do you have like a brand or model that you like to stick to?
I'm looking for something like Chevrolet Van Express, like maybe 2010, 2012.
Okay, cool. Okay, gotcha. And when do you need the truck by? Like how soon are you looking to get it?
You know, I wish I can hit for the next week, you know.
Within a week or so? Okay.
Yeah.
Within a week. Gotcha. Okay. Let me just ask you a couple questions about your business. So, Guerrero A Construction, how long have you been in business for?
Over 3 years,
okay. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Is it an LLC, an S-Corp, C-Corp?
Corp.
Do you know if it's an S Corp or a C Corp?
No, it's just Corp.
Just Corp, okay. Got it. Okay, what did you guys do in gross revenue last year, gross sales?
How much it's all for a year?
Yeah, last year, 2015. What did you do?
Yeah, how much I did? The company we did like almost, I think like $550,000.
Okay, very good. $550,000. Okay. And this year, are you guys going to beat that, or what are you guys going to do this year? If you have a rough idea.
I think it's going to be a little better. I think we're going to be almost close to 600.
Okay. Close to 600. Awesome. How do you, do you like advertising, or do you just get referrals like word of mouth, or how do you advertise your company?
We got like referrals. I had, I had customers like that. Me, they know me for a few years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what works for. You know, because like what we did in my company, we did offer for new construction and remodeling. You know.
Yeah.
And all my customers I had just around here near Purdue where I live. You know, like 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
From there I live, and like 5 minutes away from my house.
Got it.
Yeah, I don't need something like that.
Cool. So where are you guys located, actually?
Naperville, Illinois.
I'm sorry, one more time?
Illinois.
Illinois, okay. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Okay, let me see here. So, Gabriel, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle? What are we working with?
My credit is low at 500.
500? Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, less than 500.
Okay.
So around 500.
Okay, that's okay.
The most problem there is because I get a loan modification on one of my properties.
Okay.
That's only the problem.
You did that recently, or?
How much I need to? We finished already some loan modification, and one is still we're waiting for.
Okay, gotcha. So the credit side might be a little bit of a challenge, but we can still work with you. We do have programs available for credit tiers A through D, so we can definitely try to get some options here for you. Let me see here. So if we can get you more than 15K, could you use more than 15K or no?
You know, really, I needed more. You know, because the what I did and the job size. You know, sometimes I get the job because we do the what I offer to my customers. You know, I do it like kind of like general contractor, and I would do it like subcontractor. I work like two ways. And sometimes I had to, you know, like example, when sometimes I had to buy the material, go to the store and buy like over $30,000. You know,
They
give me the money. After the job is, after the material is delivered in the job site.
Right.
You know, and also the payroll, I had to pay the guys when we started working, like, you know, like first week,
right.
You know. And
right.
Definitely they pay, you know, it depends on the agreements, you know. But definitely, you know, everything needs like the capital. It's going to take more capital, more I can move my business, you know.
Perfect. Yeah, especially for...
You think that you can buy on my... If you can buy me more money, that's gonna be great, you know.
Okay, great. What's the most that you can use? Like, say if we, you know, say if we get you approved for 50K, will that help?
For how much?
50.
Okay, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, I'm just wondering, because what I want to do is just shoot for the most, the greatest amount that's available for your business, and just to. You know, and if you want to take less, you can take less, but I'm just going to get you the highest approval possible. So that way, if we get you approved for more than 15K,
okay,
we know that you can use it. Let me see.
Okay.
Do you have any loans out right now or no for your business?
No, I don't have anything right now.
Okay. Have you done working capital financing before?
No.
No. Okay. let's see. So just say, for example, if we loan you $50K, what kind of return on investment do you think you would see on that? Like, can you quantify that? Like, do you have an amount that you think you can make on on $50K? Could you like double that money or triple it, or what do you think?
I wish I can do it like a triple.
Okay.
And I can do it. As soon as I can move my business a little bit more, I can get more money.
Okay, cool. So it sounds like there's a lot of opportunity to grow your business, right? If you get the right funding in place, there's demand, right? Like there's people who need your services, right?
7779.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. 0425. Have you gone to your bank for for financing before? Do you have like a line of credit with them or anything like that for your business?
No. I know it's my credit a little bit off, and that makes sense to waste my time to the banks right now.
Right.
But okay. If you guys don't matter the credit, is the only way you can guys help me. Otherwise, nothing.
Yeah. Kingdom. Yeah. So just to kind of let you know, these programs are based on your cash flow. So credit doesn't play as much of a factor as the cash flow of your business. So as long as you have positive cash flow and you're able to pay the note, we can definitely help you. So yeah, it sounds like there's going to be some credit challenges, but I don't think it's going to be too much of a problem. Do you have a term that you would like to shoot for? Like, are you looking for something shorter term or longer term, or what would work best for you?
You know what? Depends on the interest, you know?
Right.
I like to, you know, at least maybe, you know, depends on how many days or how many weeks or years you guys offer the money, you know.
Right.
I think I can get it for the, you know, I can keep it using, you know. Otherwise, I have to get it in return, you know. I can keep it using at least for like 2 years, you know.
Okay, cool. So we'll just shoot
for at least a year. You can do it for more, or at least a year.
At least a year. Okay, cool. So we'll shoot for the largest amount and the largest term available for you. Okay, let's see.
Great.
Who do you bank with, by the way?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Who do you bank with? Your business.
My bank is Chase.
Okay.
Chase.
Gotcha. Okay. And then also what's cool about these programs is they don't go on your personal credit. They only go on your business credit. So it's not going to make your credit score worse.
Okay.
Okay. So you're looking for at least $15K, right? But you can use more if possible. You would like to do one to two-year terms, and you'd be using it for a new truck, and then possibly some other things like step ladders and some other stuff, right?
Yeah, for the equipment, you know, for equipment, and then definitely for the payroll, you know.
Okay, payroll.
I don't have money in the front to pay the payroll. Yeah,
okay. So let's see here. And how did you start out? How did you start your business? Were you already working in the construction industry for somebody else, and you said?
Yeah, hey, I was working for like 18 years old, and after that I get my own company. I know how to start a house from the ground to finish.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, I wish in the future, or you know, a little bit later, I can do it at house or just for myself. You know, I don't have to work for somebody else. You know.
Right. You said, "Hey, I can do this," right?
Yeah, of course I can do it. Some customers, if you wanna see something, you know, I can give you one address and you can go just yours and Google or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
You're gonna
go ahead.
The property. A09 Brainer. Listen. A09 Brainer Street, Naperville, Illinois. If you search on that property, this property will finish. I can call you, I can tell you about a little bit over the 6 to 8 months. Something like that, like 8 to 7 months. We finish the house there. The house I did, for attention, I did framing. They give me just the concrete. And I did framing, roofing, metal roof, the garden, siding, drywall, taping and paint.
Wow.
In some for all the customers, I do a trim. I can say I can do it a house from the ground to finish.
That's very impressive.
And you can search that one. You can search that one. And also you can search the other one too. It's a, I live next to my house. It's like two houses just west. There is a 723.
Uh-huh.
723 Sunset Drive, Naperville. That's next to my house. And that one I just, we finished about, I can call like a month and a half, 2 months, something like that.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I found it here. Naperville, right?
Naperville. Those are houses I work in, and I working here in Naperville over, I started working here in the 97.
Mm-hmm.
In the 97. And that's me, you know, the most of the new houses here in Naperville, I can say maybe like 80% I did the jobs.
Wow. That's a big house.
This is a big house. I don't know which one you saw, but you saw the Sunset?
I'm looking at the, 723 Sunset Drive. 3,800 square feet, right?
Yeah, it's a big one. That's
super nice.
And
that's a huge lot, too.
Yeah, and that one is just finished. That's the one that I moved, like, I think, like a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah. How long did that project take you?
They take about 7 to 8 months to finish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's beautiful, man. Very nice work.
But that one I working for the general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
That one I did some items. It's the same the general contractor on the property for A90 North Brainerd Street in Naperville.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And okay. this year, maybe we did almost 10 to 14 houses already.
Wow.
The value over $1.250 million, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. How many employees do you guys have?
Yeah. Excuse me?
How many employees do you guys have?
I hear like 20 to 25 employers.
Okay, got it. And how many trucks do you currently have right now?
Right now, I had four trucks, but one is almost died.
Okay, got it.
And I need to replace me.
Got it. Okay. Do you have any like backup options? Like if we don't approve you, for example, do you have any other options? Like
really, I don't have, you know, really the options was like credit, but my credit is like work, you know, be honest with you. You know, I told you to be honest because I want to see if you guys are going to help me really, you know, and we can see what is the point. Be honest, my credit is bad.
Yeah, that's okay.
I tell always it's around 5 or lower 5,
okay.
You know, and you know, and definitely everything to move in business is a capital, you know. You have,
right. This,
sometimes if you know the job, you know how to do and everything, but you don't have capital, you're going to stay there for forever, you know, you're never going to grow up.
Right. No, I have a lot of customers in the construction industry. I totally get it. But yeah, let me send you the email with the application info. Once you get the paperwork back to me, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time, to get you an approval. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we need, we make it easy.
Okay.
It's a one page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send you the email right now. You should get it within the next 5 or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to get the application and the paperwork back to me today or tomorrow, or when works best?
Maybe I want to try to do it tomorrow.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send you an email. Do you want to write down my phone number so you can call me if you have any questions or anything?
Okay, give me a second. What is the number?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
It's 858-779-0931. And my name is Julian. It's Julian.
like Julio.
Exactly.
Julian, right?
Yep, yeah. Or Julian, okay. If you prefer. Yeah. How did we contact you, by the way? Did you get a call from somebody, or did they mail you something?
Yeah, somebody called me.
Okay, gotcha. It's a new marketing campaign that we're doing, so I'm just kind of curious. Okay, so I'm going to send you that email right now, Gabriel, so you should get it in the next few minutes or so. But feel free to call me if you have any questions about the application, and I'll probably give you a call tomorrow just to touch base, and if you have any questions or anything, I can walk you through it.
Okay. So far, I want to know. You think because I have poor credit, you think it needs something, you guys?
No, yeah, that's okay. That's fine. These programs are based more on your cash flow rather than your credit. I've had customers have less than 500 credit, and we can approve them. As long as your business has cash flow, we can help you.
Okay.
So
you need, you said 3 months on statement.
6 months of bank statements and your 2015 tax return. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, buddy. Well, pleasure chatting with you, Gabriel, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Talk soon. Bye-bye.